I think there's potential terrorism. I do think there will be domestic terrorist activity in the U.S. And there's another thing that I'm afraid that's coming that we really, really need to pray against.
In 2007, the Lord woke me up after midnight and told me he was bringing a third great awakening to America. The question now is, could a rebirth precede the great awakening? Certainly, America is at a kairos time in her history. This is an opportunity for great change. This is an opportunity for revival. This is a hinge moment. And with so much hanging in the balance, now is the time to pray like never before. With me today, I have Chris Reed, president and CEO of Morningstar Ministries. And Chris recently had a significant dream. Many of you probably saw it. It's gone viral. Thank God the intercessors are already praying. But he had a significant dream about the rebirth, or what he calls the rebirth of America. He's titled the dream The Rebirth of America, and he saw that date July 11th. And as we know, July 11th is the date of the former President Donald Trump's sentencing on 34 charges of falsifying business records. This is an unprecedented historical event. It's already brought some measure of chaos. And the question is, where do we go from here? The question is, how do we respond? How do we pray? And so we're going to ask Chris about his dream and what God is saying now. He's a prolific dreamer. He's a visionary. And he's had other encounters since then that you're going to want about. Now, today's broadcast is brought to you by Awakening Prayer Hubs. Awakening Prayer Hubs is a prayer movement endorsed by Cindy Jacobs, Lou Engle, Patricia King, and many others. We are in over 100 nations of the earth, equipping intercessors to stand for revival in their city. So join us today at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Now let's get into today's interview. Chris, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful for your voice in this season, for the gift that God has put in you, and thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It's an honor, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this dream. You know, I guess it was like any other night that you just went to bed and you had this really is an epic dream. Tell us a little bit about it. I know we've got the whole video, but just recap that for us for those who may not yet have heard it.
Yeah, it was March the 9th of 2024. So, you know, about 3 months ago, I woke up that morning of March the 9th and I knew this was not just a normal dream. You know, I don't get dreams from God every night or even every month, but they're just those dreams that resonate in your spirit and you share with those that, you know, that you trust, and they will tell you if, you know, this is from the Lord or not. And I felt like it was. So I shared it on March the 10th, the next day here at Morningstar Ministries. So the dream consisted of the eclipse I saw that happened on April 8th. The whole world talked about it. And I get it. Not every eclipse means something. Sometimes they're just solar eclipses, lunar eclipses. I totally get that. But on this dream, or in this dream on March the 9th, I knew that this eclipse that was coming on April the 8th of 2024 was significant. It was a marker in time. And so in the dream, I saw the eclipse, and at the same time coinciding, I saw this woman had conceived a child. And so then to fast forward into the dream, I was in 1968 and I was standing in a street and someone came up and gave me a newspaper, and the newspaper read on the headlines, two major leaders killed in the same year of the Democratic Convention in Chicago. Well, that was 1968. A lot of people probably remember that. There were protests and riots and all of that. Over the Vietnam War, but also Robert Kennedy Sr. was tragically assassinated, and so was Martin Luther King Jr. And so those were the two I knew in the dream who it was referring to. To fast forward more, the next scene of the dream, I knew that the woman had come along further in the pregnancy because I could see that she was showing. So I don't know the exact moment, but I called it a pre-election event. So if she conceives in April, we're talking May, June, July, August, September, October. I knew what she was showing. So the fourth, fifth, sixth month, something like that, a pre-election event happened that it was like a traumatic thing. It was just almost like some sort of car accident or something in the dream to let me know that it could have threw her into premature labor, and the baby's life was in danger, the danger of losing the baby. And it was very traumatic. And so she was put in the hospital in the dream, and I knew that they were trying to stabilize her to make sure that the baby wasn't lost, number one, and that it wasn't born premature. Well, in the dream, the baby was born in January, which is, of course, 9 months after April, January of 2025. The baby was wrapped in an American flag, and it was laid in like what you see in the maternity wards, right? The baby's baby beds. And it had the name at the top of the bed, which said America. That was the name given to the child. And then I knew that the baby had to be kept in an incubator for extended care until July of 2025. Now, what's interesting was two things. Number one, if you watch the clip at the summary at the end of the video, it's on Chris Reed Ministries YouTube channel. It's on MorningstarTV.com. I share it there. It's about 10 minutes long. But at the summary, I said, at the time of the April eclipse, there will be a significant shaking that will happen. So that's the first thing. I specifically said that this, that to let people know that this was not just a regular eclipse, but this was a significant eclipse, that it would, you know, it would start in April with a significant shaking. Well, it's interesting because 3 days before the eclipse on April the 5th, a 4.8 earthquake hit New Jersey, New York, the DC metro area. Now, some people say, what's the big deal about a 4.8 earthquake? That's small. Well, yeah, if you're in California. But they hadn't had an earthquake this large in New Jersey since 1783. And they hadn't had an earthquake this large in New York since 1884. And so 4.8 pointed to an eclipse on 4/8, April the 8th. The second thing that stood out was there was only one specific date that was I was shown in the dream on a calendar. And I wouldn't, as I said, I wouldn't for sure if it was July of 2024 or 2025, just because there's two Julys in that 16 month or so period from April of 2024 to July of 2025. I said that the date July the 11th was highlighted to me on the calendar. Now, I shared that March the 10th. And as you said, July the 11th certainly is the date that's going to be unprecedented in history, because a former U.S. president is going to be sentenced. Now, it's potential jail time. I personally believe that he will have some success with appeal. I also said Texas somehow would be pulled into the narrative of this story. I don't know exactly if that what that means, and I don't pretend to. You know in part, we prophesy in part. People get frustrated with us when we don't know the whole. We only know the parts. I don't know if the appeals court or the judge or something to do with Texas would be relevant to this. But, you know, I just really feel like this dream has now had two things that have come to pass that seem to speak this wasn't a normal dream. And I think that there are other things that are yet ahead, economic. I think there's potential terrorism. I do think there will be domestic terrorist activity in the U.S. And there's another thing that I'm afraid that's coming that we really, really need to pray against. I don't know what the pre-election event is that will cause economic chaos, social, political chaos. But if I can share one last thing, when I woke up this last Friday, the day after his conviction, I woke up weeping. And that day, I just, like I said, I just began to pray all day, Lord, what's happening? What's coming? And I had this sense that there are certain people that will go to no end. I mean, to stop Donald Trump from being able to be reelected. And I saw outside of a vehicle, someone taking an attempt on his life, an assassination attempt. And so I know we are called to prayer and intercession to pray against the assassination attempt against Donald Trump or Joe Biden or anybody for that matter. Just like in 68, there were two that were killed. I did see one on attempt on Donald Trump, which I don't want to see. And then we also need to pray that the baby lives so there can be a rebirth of America.
Wow. See, I love the prayer focus here. And I want to say a couple of things. And I want to play a clip of when Chris said this with the earthquake, because I want you to see it live. This is not something, you know, that he came up with later. He has put this out there. There are receipts on this. And it's important for you to know that he's hearing from the Lord. First of all, I think sometimes the reason why we know in part, we prophesy in part, is because by human nature, if we have the whole story, sometimes we get complacent. Sometimes we don't pray. And if we already knew the outcome, you know, come on, guys, we might not actually pray. We might just think God's going to do it. But as Chris has said, and as I always say, and Cindy Jacobs and Bishop, prophecy is typically somewhat conditional. It's somewhat conditional on various factors. You know, prayer is a huge factor either or not we see prophecy come to pass. And so, you know, Chris has a part, other people have had parts. We have enough to go on here to understand what is at stake. Also, I want to say this, the domestic terror that Chris is talking about, the Lord showed me last November. We have to submit our prophetic words to Cindy Jacobs every November as part of the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders. And the Lord showed me that the enemy was planning domestic terror, even planning a hostage crisis on American soil. This is not to scare anybody. This is a warning from the Lord to pray. You know, this has happened in other nations, and we have to be prepared because we're coming into this era of war. So there's that. And the third thing I'll say before I play Chris's clip, and then we'll come back in and talk to Chris a little bit more, is I remember when I was going to the Trump inauguration, I was editor of Charisma Magazine, and I was in a taxi cab, and I was on my way to the hotel, and I was just riding and just looking at all the buildings in Washington, D.C., and praying in the spirit and waiting on the Lord, because I felt a brewing in my spirit. On the way to Washington, actually, Jimmy Carter was in my airplane. On the way to Washington, he was going to the inauguration. So the Lord said, when I was in the cab, the Lord said this, and I put this there publicly. He said, "Danger, danger, stranger, danger. It's not coming from where you think." And in that moment, I didn't know what the timing of that word was, but I felt an urgency in my spirit, and we alerted intercessors around the world, and we prayed, and nothing happened. However, as many of you know, sometimes we get words and we shut it down, but then the enemy tries again. He comes back at a more opportune time. And so, you know, these things that Chris is saying, I believe fully, this assassination agenda, this conspiracy against his life, this is a very real thing. And we need to take this very seriously, not to be afraid. We should never be afraid. We have authority. God doesn't warn without hope. He warns so that we can press in by faith and take our authority. Now, I want to play this short clip for you, and then we're going to be right back with Chris so that he can unpack a little bit more of this with us. Make sure that you're sharing this with your friends, because this information is critical to our intercessory prayer efforts. Let's cut into that clip.
The dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024 with a significant shaking going on, starting then, coinciding with a 40-week long, painful and traumatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, and the chaos lasted for several months. And the birth occurred in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator at least until July 2025. The 1968 convention, which was chaotic, by the way, the Democratic convention in 1968 was very chaotic. It was very much a time like now, there was a lot of protests and just, does anybody remember the convention of 1968 in Chicago? Yeah, well, it's scheduled to be in Chicago this year. And here's the part, and we need to pray about all of this. I think this is a warning and a call to the intercessors and to the people of God to take this serious. Because in the dream, referencing the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, referencing knowing Martin Luther King Jr., and of course Bobby Kennedy were both killed, I felt that the warning was there seems to be an indication of a coming assassination attempt sometime during this 16-month process from April 2024 till July 2025. And so we don't want to see that happen to anybody. But I feel that this is important to share and to put before the body of believers to pray into this to see if the Lord can intervene and help us and show us what to pray and how to pray and if some of this can be lessened or prevented. And I believe the dream was significant. And so I think we are entering into a unique time in American history. These next, starting in April, I mean really now, but starting in April, there is a 16-month process or thereabouts that I believe is very integral to the restoration or the rebirthing of this nation. So will you help me pray about this? Will you help me pray into this?
It's uncanny. Chris has such a gift, and he's a humble man, and I'm so grateful for his humility in the midst of all the revelation that he's received. Now, Chris, you titled this dream The Rebirth of America, and it's obvious why, but I see behind you even, you've got a painting there by James Nesbitt about the rebirth of America. What do you think this rebirth looks like? What do you have any details or feeling about what this really means for our nation?
Yeah, in the Rebirth of America dream, this pre-election event threw things into chaos. I remember hearing people say in the dream, we can never, ever let this happen again. You know, all throughout history, it's usually when trouble and chaos hit is when people's hearts are conditioned to turn to God. When we have all the luxuries and the niceties of life, as we do obviously here in America, or a lot of majority of people do, we have a lot of things to turn to other than God. But when there's chaos, when there's an economic decline, economic crash, or when there's a domestic terrorist attack in our waterways or in our subways or even on various parts of the map. For instance, you mentioned about terrorist attacks. You know, last October, I had a experience. I shared this on different platforms as well of so goes Israel, so goes the USA. And I saw dormant terrorist cells in the United States that were waiting for signals to cooperate and coordinate together at different levels to ultimately get what they want from the U.S. government. And it's a lot of it as a result of this open border. And they were basically hijacking the government. If you don't do this, we'll do this, and then we'll take it to a next step and to a next step. And I saw them in various states. I saw them in Texas. I saw several different states. But I think these things are happening because it's just like right before Jonah turns his heart to the Lord and obeys the Lord, he gets swallowed by a fish. I can't understand it. I wish that it wasn't this way. But it's almost like we have to go through trauma. We have to go through difficulty for us to cry out to God. And that's when he can do a work in a nation, a work in a church or in a ministry. And I can testify that to myself. I mean, I've been through things, I've made mistakes, I've done things that have happened in my life that God has used to reposture, reposition my heart. And I think that's what's happening in America as well.
Yeah, it seems throughout history, as you mentioned, before every great awakening, there was some kind of judgment, some kind of calamity, some kind of chaos. Unfortunately, that seems to be what it takes to wake us up. And I hope that it does not have to, you know, but in the word the Lord gave me in 2007, he said, it will grow darker before my light will shine in this nation again, but I will not let America crack and crumble. So he was basically calling us to prayer. He was calling us to repentance back in 2007 through this word that I received. And we've seen a lot of repenting. We've seen a lot of intercessors repenting. And at some point in time, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 must come to pass. You know, we're repenting, we're turning from our evil ways, we're crying out. At some point, I believe that God will heal this land. And that could be what you're seeing, Chris. That could be this rebirth, could be a healing of the land. It could be a mass revival. It could be a great awakening. It could be another Jesus movement. You know, we've got Lou Engle taking the million women up to the mall in D.C. To pray. And I think that's a really pivotal event. It's a hinge moment. And, you know, Lou, he's just one that mobilizes prayer. And so I just truly believe, I don't think I've ever seen so much intercession going forth as I have in the last decade or probably more. But I really believe we're poised, we're prime. I mean, everything we do is about awakening. That's our ministry, Awakening House of Prayer, Awakening Prayer Hubs. And so I believe that your dream is very pivotal and what you're putting out is very critical. And you give prayer points, which is so important. Now, you mentioned an October surprise. Do you have any other insight into that, or was some of the stuff that you've mentioned part of that?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to prop up the economy, at least until the election. I think that the economy is in worse condition than what the media, you know, you hear Joe Biden saying, oh, you have money, you know, you just don't realize it or whatever, and statements like that. And I think people are just, there was a level of COVID money that was pumped into the American economy, printed dollars and all of that, that sort of helped cushion us from the impact of this stuff, you know, for quite some time. And then ultimately now a lot of that COVID money's dried up. But I'm very much concerned about turmoil at the Democratic Convention. I very much can see situations aligning in such a way where it leads to chaos and the uncertainty of the candidate for the Democratic Party for president. I also think that there is real potential for internal terrorist activity, and I'm praying against that. I think that there are things that we can do. You know, we're in an Abraham Lincoln moment. You know, the nation in his day was divided right before he got elected. I think it was 1858. I may have this wrong, but he said a house divided against itself cannot stand. And of course, when he became president shortly after the Civil War, you know, really, really got dug down deep. And ultimately, God saved the nation. And, you know, there was a great awakening. And I think that there's going to be another great awakening, as you said. But I think this is no time to let our shields down, to let our guard down. If anything, we need to pray against assassination against Donald Trump. We need to pray against a terrorist attack in the United States. And we need to pray against an economic collapse of significant proportions in America. And ultimately, I think God can heal the land. He can restore our nation, but ultimately give us new leaders. You know, one of the judgments the Bible says that the Lord will give a nation is he will give them capricious leaders or childish or childlike leaders. And so God help us. We're at a pivotal moment, and every person that's watching, I think it is so important that we keep bombarding heaven, also prayer movements, fasting movements where we, you know, align together for fasting and getting involved in the political process. I think these are things we can't, if we stay the silent majority, we'll become the resistant minority.
Wow, that's really good. One more question along these lines, and then I want to get into something else just quickly, but you know, there's a lot of people out there, and you've probably seen the prophecies and the dreams and the visions where they see America just on fire, it's burned to the ground, you know, blood in the streets, smoke in the skies. You know, what happens if America doesn't see a rebirth? You know, what happens next? I mean, do you have any insight or do you have a thought? I mean, if we don't get righteous rulership, and I'm not, you know, I know some people don't like Donald Trump. I'm not saying he's righteous. I'm saying he's a better alternative. I don't know the man. I'm not going to judge his salvation. He is a very strategic businessman. He was a very good politician. He did a lot of good things in this nation. But, you know, we're not, what I'm trying to say here is we're not putting our faith in a man. We're putting our faith in God. We're not idolizing a man. We're trusting the Lord. But if we don't see a rebirth, I imagine that the alternative would be not maybe doom and gloom, but, you know, difficulties, troubles, trials.
Yeah. Well, there is a globalist movement that the beast of Revelation, or whatever you want to call it, the Antichrist, I know there's differing eschatological views, but the beast of Revelation rules over many peoples, nations, and peoples. And I think what we're seeing, the United States, this is why they're attacking our national identity, trying to destroy the legacy of our founding fathers. And they're trying to use the darkest moments of our history to validate erasing all of our history. If you can erase a national identity, if you can erase a national border, well, then ultimately you can tear down the nation that has stood as a beacon of hope. It really all does boil down to this. I know that the word national or nationalism has become almost a cuss word. I prefer patriotism, but love of country. I think Adolf Hitler unfortunately redefined what nationalism meant, and I don't subscribe to that in no way. But if it's a love of country, you want the best for your country, which means for your neighbors and a good place for your kids and your grandkids to grow up in, that is the last stop against the beast system, which will want to, through a globalist attempt or an imperial attempt, just like ancient Rome, just like ancient Egypt, just like ancient Babylon, you know, that tried to take control of the earth and unite it under one imperial leadership. Well, individual nations or nation states have been the thing that has stopped that. And that's the reason why when Donald Trump, you know, ran, and I agree with you, he is an imperfect man. But I believe God uses imperfect people. He uses me. So I know that for a fact. I think people are seeing the pile on nature of these cases, that they waited till the election year when they had the first 3 years of the Biden administration to do all this stuff, the pile on nature, the excessive nature of these cases, and no one ever being prosecuted for something like this. It's past the statute of limitations. Alvin Bragg ran on the fact that if you elect me, I'll get Trump in a very deep blue city. I think even people on the left are starting to say, wait a minute, we've crossed the line here, because if we allow the party in power to politically persecute the party out of power, it will never stop. It becomes a banana republic. And so this, the reason why I'm saying all this is Donald Trump emphasized make America great again, emphasizing American identity, the values, individual responsibility, capitalism, not endorsing the black marks on our nation's history. I'm talking about the good things of America. That, I believe, is so needed and necessary because it is the stopper for the globalist, one world order, one world government system that ultimately the Antichrist will use to try to impose a peace treaty to solve the Middle East crisis that is still continuing to escalate. So that's the reason why America needs rebirth, because it delays and puts off this one world government and one world leader imposing a one world currency, a one world government upon the world. So national identity is the thing. It's the biggest weapon and bump on the road to the globalist new world order. And I think that's why it matters to pick the lesser of two candidates, however you want to say it. I'm standing with him because he's certainly better than the alternative.
Yeah, I agree. Not an imperfect man. I'm not a perfect woman. So God has used him mightily. I know some people watching will take exception to that. But I do believe, as you said, people are coming around. And I do believe this is a critical moment.
In 2007, the Holy Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night and told me he would bring a third great awakening to the nation. I believe we're going to see the greatest great awakening in the history of the world, and it will spill over into the nations of the earth for the glory of God. I believe we'll see a movement greater than all previous moves of God put together, and I know it's predicated on prayer. The Awakening Prayer Hub's mission in any city is to draw a diverse group of intercessors who have one thing in common: to contend for the Lord's will in its city, state, and nation. Bishop Bill Hammond, Lou Engle, Cindy Jacobs, James Gall, Alveda King, and many others are standing with us. Will you? Start a hub or find a hub in your city at awakeningprayerhubs.com.